Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
6:45, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Friday, May 22nd, at a possibly record heat today. Hot and humid, 30% chance for rain. Highs could go to 91. And it's going to be hot and humid through the weekend, and I can pretty well guarantee you, barring tropical weather, it's going to be that way through October. Hate to tell you, but you may as well get ready for it. Chances for showers today, 30%. Tomorrow, not much of a chance at all. Sunday, 40%, and Memorial Day itself, a 50% chance for rain. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you, do you plan on wearing a mask when you go shopping or to a restaurant? We ask this every day because I want to see how people feel or how their moods are changing. A little bit of an uptick, 57% are saying yes. And Dr. Joe Cantor joins us now, Assistant State Health Officer. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. It's good to be back with you.
Well, it's good to have you back. Talk to me about this mask thing, please, because I don't want to control anybody's life. I don't want to take anybody's rights away. I want to do whatever it takes to get this behind us as quickly as we can because, Doc, quite frankly, I'm sure as are you, I'm fed up with it. So explain, if you will, please, this whole mask thing. And I just keep asking people to do this in an apolitical manner, which I know you will, and just talk about the science of it. That's all. Please, if you will.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, the main way this virus spreads is through respiratory droplets. And somebody does not need to be coughing to do that. You expel, this has been shown numerous times through demonstrations, you expel a really large amount of respiratory droplets just by talking normally, just by having a conversation. You really don't have to be coughing or sneezing to do that. Now, when you combine that with what we know now about asymptomatic infection and asymptomatic transmission, and the fact that I could be infected with COVID right now and have no symptoms at all, have no idea I was infected, but be able to spread that to somebody else, you find these circumstances where people spread it unknowingly from one person to another, particularly when they are either in close proximity or in enclosed spaces. And that's where the masks come in. It's so you don't unknowingly spread the virus to people next to you at the grocery store, at the bank, at your place of work, wherever it is that you're going. And I'll tell you, Tommy, I get it because I don't enjoy wearing a mask either. But, you know, I don't enjoy a lot about this this outbreak.
That's what I said. It sucks. I'm fed up. Everybody's fed up, right?
Yeah. Fed up. But I think you're absolutely right. I think we get to where we want to go quicker if we do these really kind of annoying things like wearing a mask.
Boom. Goal-oriented. Get to where we want to go. That's all I'm trying to do. That's all anybody, I think, that's rational is trying to do is just, you know, listen to what people like the doctor here are telling us, listen to what Dr. Fauci says, the people that do this for a living, and just go along with it. Let's talk about trends when we come back. It's we're going to go to traffic a little bit early here, Doctor, so you can have some uninterrupted time. I heard you with Newell yesterday, and it seems as though things are looking pretty good. And the other thing I would ask you is, in terms of people, it's Memorial Day weekend. Again, we're all tired of it. We're all fed up. It sucks. But to make sure that we continue heading in the right direction this Memorial Day weekend, some of the things that maybe we should be on the lookout for, et cetera. Dr. Joe Cantor is our guest. He has already agreed, as do all of us, that this sucks. We're fed up. We need to get it behind us. He's an assistant state health officer, the assistant state health officer, and we'll pick it up here when we come back. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. Here on WWL, talking to Dr. Joe Cantor, assistant state health officer, about the coronavirus trends here in Louisiana, and how are we looking? A jump yesterday, but that was because of some month-old tests or something?
Yeah, we about half, just over half the tests that we reported yesterday were from labs that had a backlog. And these were labs that had never reported to us, that hadn't been in our system before. As you would imagine, there's a ton of labs doing these tests now that we've never had relationships with. They're popping up. They're coming in from out of state. And sometimes it takes a little while to get them set up in the system to do electronic reporting. So that's what happened yesterday. The trend is it's relatively unchanged. You know, we're downtrending ever so slightly, particularly in the New Orleans region, where, you know, cases, number of new cases every day are a little bit less. The number of people hospitalized are a little bit less, but there's still just a critical mass of COVID out there in the community.
In terms of this weekend, what would you advise people to do, not do, as it relates to maybe getting together, barbecuing again, because we're all fed up with this?
Yeah, Tommy, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought it up. You know, people are going to want to be with their families, and hang out. And I think in some cases, you know, that's understandable. But the thing that folks need to realize is, look, we've got, we think by our calculations, about 10,000 people right now in the state who have active and infectious COVID, you know, spreading it to other people. So families are going to have to make responsible decisions for themselves. And that decision might be different if you have someone over the age of 65. In your family, or somebody who has an underlying health condition. Being together is going to put them at risk, and your family is going to have to weigh the risk-benefit and make the right call for themselves.
In terms of second waves or spikes, et cetera, what kind of response would we be looking at there, public health-wise? Would the state be looking at if for whatever reason people get out this Memorial Day weekend? First of all, how long would it take you to identify another wave, a spike, et cetera, given the backlog of text in test results, et cetera, like we're talking about from yesterday? How long would it take to determine that? What really would constitute a second wave?
Well, you know, really, less than results being reported, it's actually more a function of the incubation period. So the time it takes you from getting exposed to actually showing symptoms and then going in and getting tested and then have that test actually resulted. But usually it's about 2 weeks from the time an incident happens. Like if we had a big party tomorrow, 2 weeks from the time you would start seeing some cases roll in. But I'll tell you, you know, after Easter weekend, we were thinking we would see a spike, but we actually didn't. So we'll be watching, you know, really closely. And if we do see a spike, we'll communicate that as quick as we can.
But would there actually be – well, let me phrase the question a different way. As it stands now, the way things are going, do you anticipate any disruptions as far as us heading toward phase two or entering phase two?
You know, I hope not. I'll tell you what we're looking at. We're looking at a 21-day, how we call it, a rolling average of a few different metrics. And diagnosed cases is just one of those. We're also looking at symptoms of people coming into ERs, and we're looking at number of people hospitalized with COVID. But it doesn't, you know, if you just have a 1 or even a 2-day blip, that doesn't throw off that 21 days. You really need to have a sustained change in trajectory over 21 days to make us halt the progress going into phase two. So I don't want people to think that 1 or 2 days results are going to screw it. It's not. But if we do see a change in trajectory, that's going to be a pretty alarming signal that we're not going to be able to ignore.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Hope you have a good Memorial Day weekend. Be safe, and we'll talk to you again soon. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll answer your coronavirus questions, more of a personal nature, I guess, with Dr. Fred Lopez.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.